Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states or situations.
Astros, Dodgers, who you got? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series! Bryant makes the play! It's over! And the Cubs have finally won it all!
Who wins it all this year? It all starts tonight in sweltering Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers and the Astros. It's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Welcome in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show underway for another day, October 24th. Alex Kuhn along with me. And Kyle Mann, our producer on the other side of the glass, keeping us on the straight and narrow until 7 o'clock tonight. Great show for you today as we not only gear up for the World Series tonight, but prepare for a couple interesting football games this weekend. One of them in Ames as Iowa State welcomes TCU to town. And then the other one right down 380 as the Battle of Floyd of Rosedale will take place at Kinnick Stadium. Floyd was not on his pedestal today in the atrium at the Iowa Football Complex. He has been stowed away inside the team's locker room, as is tradition on game week. The question is whether or not it's the last we've seen of Floyd at the Iowa Football Complex for the next year. That'll be decided on the field Saturday night. Kirk Ferentz and members of the team talking with the media today in Iowa City. We'll hear from them coming up later on in the program. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk Hawkeye football with him, as well as 90 good seconds of... Is that the name of it? I don't even remember. I
90
created
seconds of NASCAR.
I didn't promise good.
Nope.
I didn't make any proclamations about the quality of the NASCAR talk. It's just 90 seconds of NASCAR with Jeremiah Davis. Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com will be with us in hour number three today as we preview the World Series. I guess Adam can be our baseball expert today,
but fan.
He's a college football writer first and foremost. He's going to be with us at 6 o'clock tonight, and plenty of World Series talk. We'll get into our predictions. Do you have a good feel on how this is going to go?
Not even a little bit.
I've been thinking about it all day today, and I think I know what way I'm going to lean, and we'll just see when it comes time to make the predictions tonight, the official predictions, shortly after 5 o'clock. Lots of talk about outside noise, and I know we touched on it a little bit last night, but we'll dedicate a little bit of time this afternoon to quote-unquote outside noise as well, because it came up today in Iowa City, and it was mentioned last night on the Cyclone Sideline Show by Jamie Pollard, and I just think it's sort of an evergreen topic. At least it had more than a 24-hour shelf life, so we'll get around to that today. Not a whole lot coming out of the Iowa football news availability today with Kirk Ferentz. Josie Jewell's back practicing, which is a good thing if you're a Hawkeye fan. And other than that, this team's got lots of questions and not a whole lot of answers, and they just hope that they can figure things out Saturday night against Minnesota. That was sort of what I took. I stopped taking notes today. I got about halfway through. Normally I cover about a page and a half with notes just to try to keep track of where I'm at in the transcript, if I need to go back and find something, or if I need to tell Kyle that we need to an audio clip or something. And today I took half a page of notes. I completely lost interest, and that's not necessarily good. It's never good for somebody to sit here and say that they're not very good at their job or that they're not interested in doing it anymore. But today was sort of the day. I'm on my phone. I'm looking at tweets about this thing going on with Barstool and ESPN, and I'm like, this is way more interesting than anything that Kirk Ferentz is saying. Wake me when this thing is over. And, you know, you've got the fan base out there, which is way too one extreme, and some of the fans want, you know, look Kirk Ferentz in the eye. I know I told this story yesterday, but Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com was riding home with me on Saturday after the Northwestern game, and he's reading posts off the Hawkeye Nation message board, and somebody input. I hope some member of the media looks Kirk Ferentz in the eye and demands to know what he thinks about his son as the offensive coordinator.
And throws a shoe as well.
We're not. Well, I made the shoe reference yesterday, but we didn't get that today. But at the same time, on the other end of the spectrum, you get questions, and I want to be careful about this because it's going to come off as me being critical of people who are friends of mine and people who are in the media, and I'm there too. I'm in the room too, so I'm just as guilty of not asking, I think, more intriguing questions. But you got questions that come up about alternate uniforms. This team lost to Northwestern 17-10 in overtime last week. I don't think fans probably care about alternate uniforms right now. And you get questions that come up about the 2002 game at the Metrodome and Iowa fans tearing down the goalposts. And that's great, but that's ancient history. And I don't think people care about that this week either. What they care about is, how's the offense going to get going? Is the offensive line going to do a better job of opening up holes for Akram Wadley? Is Josie Jewell going to be back on the field? And more importantly, is this team going to be back in the win column? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I understand, look, it's difficult in this day and age because everybody wants to be on the good side of coaches and players and administrators, and nobody wants to rock the boat because nothing good. Is that appropriate with Minnesota Week if I use a boat reference?
Yes.
Okay.
It's very appropriate, actually.
Nobody wants to rock the boat because nothing good happens when you rock the boat. And so I think you've got a team in Iowa who's sitting there, you know, at 4-3 and 1-3 in the Big Ten. And I don't know. So half a page of notes today, and I was like, nothing is getting said, nothing's getting asked. And again, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm right there with them. I'm throwing myself under the bus here because I could have been that guy, but I chose not to because I'm sitting there on my phone distracting myself from questions about alternate uniforms. And by the way, if you believe that Kirk Ferentz doesn't know when Iowa's going to wear the alternate uniforms, then I have a bridge in Arizona that I'd like to sell you. I mean, he sits there and says, well, I don't know whether it's this week or Ohio State. I don't know. Oh, he knows. They're going to wear alternate uniforms against Ohio State. But nothing official has been put out about that yet. They're not. But that's just, it just struck me as, it struck me as being a little left of center today with as far as the tone goes, because it's like everybody was doing what they could to ignore asking the obvious questions about the team and where it's at right now. And I, at the same time, and this is classic, if we live in 2017 where every story has to have two sides, and I think it's really hurt the news industry to a certain extent, because sometimes you don't necessarily need equal time and 50-50, but we live in this era where you've got to have equal representation sometimes, and I don't know, I just don't see the point in some of that with what's going on with this team. But at the same time, there are only so many answers that you can give at this point if you're Kirk Ferentz, especially to some of those questions. So what's the point of even asking them? And then
right,
you just it gets cyclical. And so you're just, it's almost like you're stuck in Kirk Ferentz news conference purgatory, and just get me out of here at this point.
Yeah, and that's usually what happens towards the latter half of the season, no matter how things are going, because you keep kind of hearing the same things over and over again. And Todd, the post-game show on Saturday, I asked you a question, and as soon as I asked it, I realized that it was kind of a dumb question. I asked, did Kirk Ferentz give any answers as to why the offense struggled today? And you responded with, I think you know the answer to the first part of your question. No. I think that he was asked that during the post-game show, and he said, I don't have an answer as to why the running game isn't going. And you hear today that this offense is close to breaking out. I don't know. at this point of the season, it's going to go one of two ways. They're going to lose this game on Saturday and have a really, really big uphill climb to make a bowl game.
They're not losing to Minnesota.
Or they're going to win against Minnesota, and people will be back on the train just a little bit and believe that this team will make it to a bowl game. I agree with you. I think they're going to beat Minnesota on Saturday, but we'll see what happens and how this team responds to some inept offense these past few weeks.
It sort of is worrying because Minnesota ran the ball a lot, but they did it against Illinois a week ago, so you don't really know what you can take away from that performance.
Not much.
They switched quarterbacks. The quarterback that they're going to most likely have under center Saturday night is more mobile, more of a part of the running game, which is, I think, an intriguing opponent there, and certainly a different challenge for Phil Parker and the defensive staff to try to step up and stop Minnesota. But the bottom line is, I think Iowa's the better football team, and they're going to beat Minnesota on Saturday. And now that I've said that, I think I just gave them the kiss of death. But that's the outside noise. Nobody wants to hear the outside noise. And I don't want to get into this now, because if I do it, then it's going to spoil it for later, and then it's just going to be me trolling around on Twitter looking for something to talk about to fill 15 or 20 minutes. But outside noise is a phrase that just, it makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up. We're going to get to that in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertine and Stocker text line. Give us a shout. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, the number is 366-1600. The text line coming in. Floyd is in the locker room because they are bidding him farewell. Iowa is doomed. 41-82 on the text line.
95-79, instead of being completely up in arms over the Hawkeye football program and calling for the firing of anyone, I'm almost borderline indifferent, which is a much worse place to be as a fan. And this game is going to be important because of that. Iowa basketball starts on Friday. And if Iowa comes out and lays an egg against Minnesota, the fan base is going to switch their focus to basketball quicker than you can say Fran McCaffrey.
35-30 on the text line. You guys deserve medals for having to sit through all those Ferentz press conferences. Even when Iowa is playing well, he's more boring than the roll call teacher from Ferris Bueller. That's Ben Stein, who thankfully is still with us, unlike Robert Guillaume, who passed away today at the age of 90, the star of Benson and Soap and great actor. But I digress. I don't want to go down that road. You know, I could sit here and talk about my sandwich that I had for lunch today, because that was way more interesting than anything Kirk Ferentz had to say. Is it a good sign or a bad sign when the guy making the sandwich is looking at what you want on the sandwich and he says, oh, this is a good one? I think that's a good
sign. It's a good sign.
I think
it's going to be a good sandwich.
I impressed a guy who makes sandwiches all day for a living, and I impressed him by the combination of ingredients that I managed to have him put on a bun for me.
I think it speaks to your culinary IQ.
He's like bell peppers and roasted red peppers. Wow. And then at the end, whoa, I almost forgot the Dijon. There you go. That's a good-looking sandwich. I impressed a guy. Look, that, I'm going to take that as my win for the day. Forget everything about Kirk Ferentz and the Hawkeyes and the news conference where there is... I've got to stop calling it a news conference. But I used to call it a press conference, and then people in the building didn't like that because press implies print, and they don't like it because they thought it excluded radio. And so news conference, but you can't call it news either because there's no news. So it's just the Kirk Ferentz thing. That's what it's going to be moving forward. The Kirk Ferentz thing on Tuesdays. A medal. I don't think we deserve a medal, but it is what it is at this point. Yeah, they got some things to clean up. Spoiler alert, you're going to hear it Saturday if they lose. They've got some things to clean up, and if they win, he's going to be very proud of them, and then they've got to go back to getting ready for the next game on their schedule, which, oh, by the way, happens to be Ohio State. Let's head to the phone lines, 366-1600. 1600. Jim in Iowa City. Let's talk Hawkeye football. Jim, what's up?
You bet. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, I like your enthusiasm for this week's game, and I think you are where I was at last week. I thought Northwestern was like the springboard into the rest of the schedule. We're going to pick up a win in Evanston, and we're going to have momentum going into this game. What in particular makes you feel like the Hawkeyes can block out that outside noise and win this game? I'll hang up and listen.
I just have a good feeling about it, and I haven't been impressed from watching Minnesota this year. And if you've listened to the program, you know that I like PJ Fleck. I could be painted as a PJ Fleck guy. I don't know what that means. I don't know if anything comes with that. Maybe you get an honorary boat oar. I don't know. I like Fleck. I think he's going to get the job done at Minnesota, but the team looks discombobulated this year, and they're switching quarterbacks in the middle of the Big Ten campaign. It just kind of reminds me a little bit of Kirk Ferentz's first year in 1999 when they had the three-headed monster at quarterback, and they're trying everything. And so if this game were in the Twin Cities at TCF Bank Stadium, I think I would probably feel a little different about it. And that's why last week I said, I think Iowa's better than Northwestern, but Northwestern's going to win the game, which as I'm sitting there, I go, I don't even want to take credit for that one because the way that the game played out. But yeah, every once in a while I stumble upon something and I'm right. And the text line says, to hell with Ferentz's boring news conference. Let's hear more about the sandwich. I'm not going to go into that.
I saw the sandwich. It was one good-looking sandwich.
It was. I don't know. I don't know what the inner workings of... They advertise on one of the stations in the building. I don't want to upset anybody, but it was a delicious sandwich, and I'm trying to keep it in the family here. Let's put it that way. John in Tipton joining us. What's up, John?
Hello?
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hi. Hi, guys. No, I didn't hear what was said this afternoon in Iowa City, to be quite honest with you, it's so obvious that the quarterback is a stone temple pilot guy. That just sits there. If there's nothing there, he throws it away in triple coverage, or if not, he's going to get eaten. I think Iowa needs to get a dual quarterback. I know it doesn't work in the NFL that well at all, but I don't really think. I don't think that Kerr and his son and paying $675 and having a quarterback coach that makes over $500,000 and a line coach that makes $335 is going to do any good. Listen, I'm 100% disabled veteran. Honest to God. Honest to God. And you know what? Jesus Christ, I think I could do better than that.
Well, we appreciate the phone call. We appreciate the John, you had to end it on that, didn't you? Well, we appreciate the phone call, and then things went south. Did we get the button hit?
We hit the button.
Yeah. Okay.
Man, that left hand was quick.
It was kind of like me watching one of the Cubs-Dodgers games, and you just sort of knew that things were going to spiral out of control. And now, you got it?
I think I got it.
You got it. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle, with a confirmation from across the
glass.
You
always want to give people the benefit of the doubt, and then it comes back to bite you in the rear end. And we have more people after that phone call saying, just talk about the sandwich for the next 20 minutes. I'm not talking about the sandwich for the next 20 minutes, but I will mention the website lowtusa.com. You've been hearing me talk about it for the last couple weeks here on the program. Lowtusa.com is where you need to go if you just don't quite feel like your old self. Maybe you want to get a piece of your old self back. I'm talking young, vital you, out of high school, maybe out of college, early to mid-20s when you had all the energy in the world. And maybe now you look in the mirror and there's more gray hair and you're forgetting some things and you're not quite what you used to be at work and maybe at home with the wife and the kids. I don't know. it could possibly have something to do with low testosterone. And hear me out on this. It's not something that guys like even thinking about, but it's not anything to be ashamed of either. And it's actually something that you can get treated for. Your insurance will cover it through Mentality, and they've got a local clinic in North Liberty between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids that you can check out. You go in, first time they're there, they check you out for everything. It's a simple blood draw. They can tell you whether you've got low testosterone as an issue or not. And then if you do, you can get treatment for it. And you don't have to go back 100 times, like going to the chiro or anything like that. Everything gets shipped right to your door. No trips to the pharmacy. Mentality. Learn more about them at the website lowtusa.com. 426. Kyle's going to join us for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. More on the way after this. It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there. The season may have ended for the Cubs with their loss to the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series, but there's still plenty of news coming out of the north side of Chicago as the baseball world gears up for the World Series. Joe Maddon's 2018 coaching staff will have a very different look from his first three, given some recent turnover. First came the surprising firing of pitching coach Chris Bosio on Saturday. Bosio, as were many of the members of Maddon's staff, were inherited when he was hired in 2015. Jim Hickey, who served as Maddon's pitching coach in Tampa, interviewed with the Cubs on Monday and is expected to be hired soon. Yesterday, the Los Angeles Angels announced they had hired assistant hitting coach Eric Hinsky away from the Cubs, and bench coach Dave Martinez has reportedly interviewed for the managerial opening in Washington. Maddon said after the season that he expected all of his coaches to return in 2018. Now the question is how many will actually be back.
Football is a fast and rough and tumble game. In many ways, it's a lot like your business. You need the right game plan and team to win in business. Network Computer Solutions is your bench when it comes to the tech issues that can make the difference between winning and losing. Call NCS at 247-7223, 247-7223, and put them on your IT team. NCS is your big-time IT department at a fraction of the cost. Network Computer Solutions, they're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
I'm not making fun of the call, the last caller. There were clearly some issues with that person, and I'm not going to do that. And so the text line is coming in, and I'm reading them, and I'm going to leave it at that. But the caller clearly had some issues, and we're going to let him go. And then he crossed the line, and luckily Alex caught it in time. 428, welcome back in the Todd Rommelkamp Show. Hey! That was also way more eventful than the Kirk Ferentz news conference today. So this is chalk this up to careful what you wish for. Well, I'm talking about my sandwich. What could possibly be worse about the first 25 minutes of the show today? Bazinga. Kyle's here. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media in Iowa City today and gave a couple injury updates. Josie Jewell has practiced the last 2 days and sounds likely to play as he nurses a shoulder injury. Safety Brandon Snyder is going to be out, and running back James Butler has a chance to return this week. Pro Football Focus released its weekly all-conference teams today, and the Hawkeyes had a number of players selected following their loss to Northwestern. D-lineman Anthony Nelson and Nathan Budgetto were named to the defense, along with defensive back Josh Jackson, while receiver Matt Vandenberg was selected to the offense. The Cyclones had David Montgomery make the offense. He's been on there almost every week of the season, as well as Ray Lima and Marcel Spears on the defense. Iowa State head basketball coach Steve Prohm also spoke to the media about a number of topics. Among them was the mention that Drake in Minnesota reached out to the school about potential exhibitions, but Prohm doesn't want to put his new team in the public just yet. They will play a private scrimmage with Nebraska on Sunday, but he doesn't have a full starting lineup set in stone. The team also didn't care much for being picked to finish ninth in the conference. Junior guard Donovan Jackson says there's no chance that's going to happen. UNI was picked to finish second in the Missouri Valley Conference, according to the official preseason poll. That's thanks in large part to seniors Bennett Cook, who was selected first-team all-conference, and Clint Carlson, who was selected to the second team. Tonight after the show, it's Game 1 of the World Series. The Dodgers host the Astros shortly after 7 on all three KGYM frequencies.
Joe on the text line wants to know what type of chips I got. They have these ones that are, they have salt and pepper on them, and they're like Ruffles.
Is this going to give away which restaurant you
I don't think
have?
So.
Okay. Okay.
But they're good chips. And you can usually eat the chips, and then by the time that you're done with the chips, then the sandwich is ready, which is perfect for me because I can't eat the sandwich until I get back to the office. because it's messy and you don't. I don't like to drive distracted.
So the chips are kind of the chips, appetizer.
Kind of, yeah. You eat the chips, the sandwich is prepared for you, and the guy who, I don't want to cast aspersions here, but he's one of those guys, a sandwich shop worker, who may or may not have been hitting the oregano earlier in the day, if you know what I'm talking about. And so it was a good sandwich because it was like, instead of giving you the normal amount of toppings, this guy must have been, he had the munchies or something, so he loaded it up for me, and it was good. But he's the guy who's reading the this is a good one.
Did he call you dude a lot?
No, he didn't.
Okay.
Sadly, no, he didn't. But it was a good sandwich, and then the phone call happened, and then everything is downhill. I don't know how Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette tops that, but I do know this. 90 seconds of NASCAR ain't coming close to the first 30 minutes of the show today.
Well, let's hope so.
Well, I hope Jeremiah keeps it clean. We're going to have to tell him. Nobody works blue on the Todd Brownell Camp Show. Nobody. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertin and Stocker text line. Answer the poll question while you're at our website, kgymradio.com. Who you got in the World Series tonight? We're going to talk about it coming up in hour number two.
In baseball, a smooth swing is the best way to get ahead. And in bourbon, a smooth taste is the best way to win over fans. Larceny Wheated Bourbon does just that. It's made with more wheat for a smoother taste. Our master distillers hand-select only the finest barrels for a true small-batch bourbon. Get caught in the act. Unlock the smoothness of Larceny Bourbon today. Larceny Bourbon, Bardstown, Kentucky. 46% alcohol by volume. Think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Doug Brown. The Houston Astros franchise has been around since 1962, although they were the Colt 45s at the beginning, and they've never won a World Series. The Los Angeles Dodgers stand in their way now as the series opens tonight. The game time temperature for Game 1 should be well into the 90s. Our coverage starts at 7 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel, the starting pitchers. Corey Seager and Brandon McCarthy are on the Dodgers roster, replacing Curtis Granderson and Kyle Farmer. No changes on the Houston roster. A costly win for the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Offensive lineman Jason Peters and linebacker Jordan Hicks are both out for the rest of the season. Peters with a right knee injury, Hicks with a right Achilles. Colts assistant coach and former player Robert Mathis arrested early today and charged with driving under the influence, although his blood alcohol level was measured under the legal limit. Mathis joined the coaching staff in September after playing his entire 14-year career with the team.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Get your home set for Thanksgiving with the best brands for less at Rent-A-Center. From living rooms to dining rooms to 4K TVs, you can splurge without spending big. Plus, get guaranteed two-day delivery when you order in-store before November 16th. Only at Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase lease transaction. Participating locations only. Two-day delivery applies to in-store agreements for in-stock items rented by November 16th and delivered to addresses within the normal service area of the store. See manager for details.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. And upgrading to a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy two single Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Capsules or a twin pack. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender. NMLS number 3030.
Hey pros, from property updates to new construction, Lowe's makes it easy to save during our Ready to Refresh event. Get up to 30% off appliance special values, including great brands like GE. That's up to 30% off washers, dryers, refrigerators, and more. And knock new doors off your list with up to 10% off select in-stock Therma-Tru entry doors. For details, see lowesforpros.com or stop by the Pro Desk at your nearest Lowe's. Appliance offer valid 9/28 through 10/31. Door offer valid 10/23 through 11/3. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Man, I'm just reading up on all these wrecks at Kansas over the weekend, all these NASCAR wrecks. I'm trying to get on top of things for the next couple minutes. We're going to be joined shortly by Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Until then, I want to direct you to the website, kgymradio.com, while you're there. You can find out information about our community MVP program as we partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank. If you've got an event coming up that you'd like promoted, just fill out the information and we'll get back to you, and hopefully it's one of the events that we select. Coming up on Friday, we're going to return to Iowa City. It'll be the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. You can check them out online, lindertire.com. By now, you should probably have a good idea. We're going to be at the Coach's Corner, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, doing the show from 4 until 7. Stop on in and get yourself ready for Floyd of Rosedale. The game kicking off at 5:30 Saturday under the lights inside Kinnick Stadium. Jeremiah Davis joining us now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Jeremiah, were you as bored as I was today at Kirk Ferentz's news conference? I could barely keep my focus. There just wasn't anything of interest to me.
It was not the most exciting Kirk Ferentz press conference ever, and that's saying something, because any of us who have listened to him or listened to his press conferences over the years, you don't expect him to be PJ Fleck, but today did seem a little extra subdued, let's put it that way.
Some of the players and Kirk himself talked about the offense and the lack of production from the running game, and they kept saying that they just need to fix some details, and they were, quote, close to breaking out. Have you seen any evidence of that since really the Iowa State game, that this offense is close to breaking out?
No. I mean, it's a pretty simple answer, right? It's kind of funny. I've been covering this team for a year and a half, and I've heard details from players or coaches. You know, it's in the details, little details, and Josie Jewell's the one who says it the most. You know, we hear it every week. Well, if the details are there, if they're that little, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, they're bigger than they are little at this point, because if they were little, they would be easy to, you know, correct. The details that are going wrong right now are big ones, and you know, whether that's – and they're mostly on the offensive side of the football, obviously, and it's just really frustrating to get the same answer. I mean, for us, and I'm sure it's got to be for fans who, you know, they want answers too. They want to know why, and maybe the team doesn't know, and that's fine, but – giving the same answer over and over and over, to me it seems like you're just sort of reciting something. I don't know. It's frustrating to hear that over and over on our side. I'd say it's got to be for a fan too.
There's a segment of the fan base that just wants somebody in the media to confront Kirk Ferentz WWE style about his son and his play calling as the offensive coordinator, and while that's never going to happen, is it fair at this point in time to maybe begin to question Brian Ferentz and the offensive play calling a little bit more now that he's halfway through his first season in that job?
Well, I think it's always fair to question that. You know, you have to put it in context. You know, it was fair to question his play calling the first week of the season. Now, it's probably not fair to question him, you know, in the same context as somebody who had been calling plays for 20 years. But, you know, he's been around, he's been in the booth, whether in the NFL and in college, and he's been in offensive practices. So he has, you know, there is a learning curve to this point of the year and right away, but he's getting paid a lot of money to do a job, and he is a public figure, and he's an assistant coach for a state university. Yeah, it's fair to question, you know, how he's doing his job, just like it's fair to question how his dad's doing his job, or Phil Parker's doing his job, or whoever. The amount of time he spent in the job, to me, doesn't like remove or apply whether or not we get to ask questions of them. What it does is provide the context with which we ask the question. And maybe right now we need to find out if his strategy so far, where he's getting, you know, the ideas behind it, where is that coming from? Because he doesn't have his own experience to go on right now, right? So where's he drawing that inspiration from? And that's the frame with which I would ask that question. I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak for myself. But I think it just matters the context, because, of course, if you're a college football coach, your job performance is fair game.
Now, I know there have been some injuries with this position group, and they're starting two freshman tackles. But for a group that came off winning the Joe Moore Award last year, is it fair to say at this point that the offensive line has been a disappointment?
I can't imagine characterizing it any other way, other than you know, they've dealt with quite a bit of injuries again. You know, I was confused, I guess, last year with how the offensive line won the Joe Moore Award. I don't mean that as a slight to them, because the group did very well, given also, you know, a slew of injuries. But they, you know, P.J. Beathard last year very rarely had time to throw. You know, they ran the ball really well, but this year it's been even a step back, obviously, in the run game. So you would have to characterize it as a disappointment just overall. But, you know, again, to provide some context, you've got a redshirt freshman on one side at tackle, and you've got a true freshman on the other side at tackle, and you've got a center who's had to move in and out. You've got guards that have been in and out. It's really hard to develop any kind of continuity when you're not healthy. And, you know, Chris Doyle does wonderful work, and he has clearly put a ton of athletes out of Iowa who are, you know, monsters. But health is a skill. And, if we're talking about fair and asking questions, you know, how do these guys continue to get injured? Is it just bad luck, or is it something in training? I mean, these are questions that are fair to be asked, because if it keeps happening, you know, is there a common denominator, or is it just the worst luck anybody's ever had? I don't know. If we had a chance to talk to Chris Doyle, maybe we could ask him that question.
Jeremiah Davis joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He'll be covering the game Saturday, as will we here on KGYM. And the running game has been a point of concern for a lot of people. James Butler made the trip to Evanston. He's been cleared to play, but he didn't see the field last week. And it just seems like they're treating him with kid gloves at this point. Do you expect to see James Butler this week against Minnesota? And if not, when?
That's a great question, Todd. I would assume yes, but it probably depends on the situation. I know that, you know, Kirk said, I think it was 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, that they'd never seen that type of injury with a running back. Because I think the question was asked about him carrying the football with a brace on, you know, it's his right arm, and obviously that's the dominant arm he's going to hold the football with, and how, you know, to keep from fumbling, because it's an awkward brace. And Kirk said something along the lines of, we're not really sure. We kind of have to figure that out, too. And maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe James isn't quite comfortable securing the ball while also doing the job he, you know, is capable of doing. I mean, the style of running back he is. Maybe that's what's holding him back. You know, Minnesota's not a defensive stalwart. So if there's a chance for Iowa to, you know, get something going again, I think this would be an opportune week to do it in certain situations, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. It just depends on where he's at in that sort of aspect of being able, literally just being able to hold the football.
Coming into the year, we talked about the two-headed monster after James Butler was transferred from Nevada. The two-headed monster in the backfield with Akram Wadley and James Butler, and the offense seemed to have been built around both of those guys getting carries. Is it possible that James Butler's injury hurt this team more than we realize?
Definitely possible. I think that's been. We all sort of wondered, and I think I said I've said to a couple different people, I didn't think it was going to hurt them that badly because Torrin Young and Ivory Kelly Martin kind of jumped in and seemed capable right away, and James Butler hadn't done so much in those first few weeks that it looked like he was going to be, you know, sorely missed. But you know, Akram Wadley's not an every down back. Just the physical nature of the way the Big Ten is and his body style and his running style, you know, you can't, it's like, I think Ferentz has mentioned before, it's like a pitch count. You can't just run him out there every play. And I don't know. I probably, yes, is the answer to your question, that it's hurt them a little more than we thought, but it's hard to tell because he was, you know, like I said, he wasn't exactly lighting the world on fire before that. So, to be honest, I think yes, he's had an impact. Missing him has been an impact, but I think it's a much larger issue than just that.
Not a whole lot of questions today about P.J. Fleck and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. What do you make of that? Is it just the fact that that's a program that's sort of in transition? Obviously, it's Fleck's first year, but I would have thought with a rivalry game, people would have been asking more questions about the program that we didn't know a lot of the answers to.
I think you're right. There weren't a ton. I think there's more questions to be asked about Iowa right now that are more relevant, to be honest. You know, it's sort of my responsibility for the Gazette to look ahead to the opponent. So, of course, I was interested in Minnesota stuff. But, I mean, if your responsibility, you know, in our side of things is to ask questions that you and the public and everybody wants answered right now. Do people care about Minnesota? I don't think they do. I don't think anybody cares what P.J. Fleck's doing. I think they're worried about whether or not Nate Stanley's going to be able to complete a pass or Akram Wadley's going to be able to run for more than 2 yards a carry. That's more pressing, I think, just in judging, you know, the avalanche of tweets and emails and phone calls that we've all gotten. I think that's more pressing, I think the questions today reflected that, which I think is fair. I don't, you know, when the football team is like this, you know, in this kind of situation, I guess it didn't shock me that there weren't a ton of Minnesota questions because there's a ton of Iowa questions that need answered.
What's the best email that you got after this weekend? What's that typically look like for you? The number of emails that you get and the tone from the fan base?
I mostly get tweets. I don't get as many emails because I'm kind of sarcastic and flippant on Twitter. And if nobody has picked that one up yet.
No, no, not at all.
mostly it's I get sarcasm back, or I get told, you know, to stick to sports or whatever and that kind of thing, or I get told to stick to racing. That was one of my favorite.
Whoa, yeah, that's coming up later. Let's not let the cat out of the bag. Don't ruin it for everybody.
One of my favorites was somebody tweeted me and told me to keep turning left. Don't worry about football. That was a fun one. But I understand. Everybody's frustrated. You know, if you follow me on Twitter, any Sunday the Chicago Bears are playing football, you can tell I'm I'm right there with you. I understand how it goes. I get how frustrating it can be.
Speaking of frustration, we're starting to get texts rolling in. The when does basketball season start? For those that aren't counting, it starts on Friday. If Iowa were to lose this game against Minnesota, how quickly do you think fans are going to start looking towards basketball season?
Yeah, I think it's already started a little bit, to be honest with you. I think that's reflected in, you know, the feedback on my basketball work already. I think people are really, really excited. The team that Fran McCaffrey has lots of potential. Not that you would know it by reading any national publications, but which I was talking about that with Luke Meredith from the Associated Press today. I'm not sure. It must be nationally. It must be just the loss of Peter Jock that everybody just sort of okay. Well, Iowa's not going to be good again this year because of that. But I think the Iowa fans, especially after losing Northwestern, have already started like, oh, okay, this is here. It's coming. It's very soon. And, you know, there's hope there still. There's lots of positive vibes and positive potential. And when football is in the doldrums, even just midweek, it's really easy to look to that and cling to some hope because you still have it.
All right, take us up into the wall here, Jeremiah, with 90 seconds of NASCAR. The floor is yours.
Oh, well, the chase has moved into the round of eight, and Martin Truex Jr. won his seventh race of the year. And what's really interesting to me is that Martin Truex was, up until last year, a fan favorite because he was down on his luck, had lots of rough breaks, and his girlfriend, longtime girlfriend's battling cancer. Well, now all of a sudden he's won, I think, like 14 races in the last 3 years, and all of a sudden he's a villain. And it's just funny to me how that flips when people win a lot. It happens almost immediately. And the guy is, I've met him, I've interviewed him, one of the nicest guys I've ever met, and a really, really cool story. And I hope he wins the championship because not a lot of rags to riches stories like his left in NASCAR.
You left some time on the table again, Jeremiah, but outstanding as always. One of these days we'll hit it right on the 90-second post. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, ready to cover the Battle of Rose of Floyddale this weekend with us at Kinnick Stadium. See, I did it for you. I did it for you on purpose. It's an inside joke.
I on purpose didn't, because I was gonna screw it up after that tweet happened.
You can check out Jeremiah's Twitter to get the scoop there. Appreciate it as always, Jeremiah.
Thanks, guys.
There was some confusion in an old-timey Gazette article as to the name of the pig.
The Rose of Floyddale?
Yeah. Of course, sometimes there's confusion as to what we have on our airwaves here in the newspaper, too, and it's 2017, so win some, lose some. 4:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another big board update for you, and then hour number two is going to get kicked off with our World Series predictions. Dodgers, Astros, who you got? It's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhardt Food Service in Cedar Rapids. And Reinhardt is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
Honda's introducing a new word, Summerbration. Use it as a noun, like, I picked up a 2017 Civic with 0.9% APR at the Honda Summerbration sales event. Or a verb, I'm summerbrating with KBB.com's Best Buy Overall winner. Start your Summerbration today at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks.KBB.com. APR financing offers available for well-qualified buyers. Offer excludes all hatchback models and Civic SIC dealer for financing details.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, and all three of our stations and frequencies. Going to bring you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update right now. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's our producer, Kyle Mann.
Kirk Ferentz spoke to the media in Iowa City today and gave a couple injury updates. Josie Jewell has practiced for the last 2 days and sounds likely to play as he nurses a shoulder injury. Safety Brandon Snyder is going to be out, and running back James Butler has a chance to return this week. Pro Football Focus released its weekly all-conference teams today, and the Hawkeyes had a number of players selected following their loss to Northwestern. D-lineman Anthony Nelson and Nathan Budgeta were named to the defense, along with defensive back Josh Jackson, while receiver Matt Vandenberg was selected to the offense. The Cyclones also had David Montgomery make the Big 12 offense. He's been on there almost every week of the season, as well as Ray Lima and Marcel Spears on the defense. Iowa State head basketball coach Steve Prohm also spoke with the media about a number of topics today. Among them was the mention that Drake in Minnesota reached out to the school about potential exhibitions, but Prohm doesn't want to put his new team in the public just yet. They'll play a private scrimmage with Nebraska on Sunday, but he doesn't have a full starting lineup set in stone. The team also didn't care much for being picked to finish ninth in the conference. Junior guard Donovan Jackson says there's no chance that's going to happen. UNI was picked to finish second in the Missouri Valley Conference, according to the official preseason poll. That's thanks in large part to seniors Bennett Cook, who was selected first team all-conference, and Clint Carlson, who was selected to the second team. Tonight after the show, it's Game 1 of the World Series. The Dodgers host the Astros shortly after 7 on all three KGYM frequencies.
Missouri State picked to finish first in the Missouri Valley for the first time ever in that preseason poll.
Wow.
They've got four starters back this year, so an experienced team. And on the subject of those exhibition games raising money for hurricane relief, the UNI Wisconsin exhibition that was officially announced earlier this week, 2 hours, that's all it took for all of the tickets at the Kohl Center to be claimed.
That's awesome. Did you see the Kansas and Missouri scrimmage that also was for that same cause? Been a charity game that took place on Sunday?
I did not. Was there?
They sold out the Sprint Center in Kansas City, and it was all for a good cause, and it got people talking that those teams should play again. So we're seeing the college basketball world kind of step up and come up with these great ideas of having these preseason scrimmages that everybody will be excited for, and they are selling out. Those tickets are hot commodities, and people are jumping all over them.
A very cool indeed. World Series getting ready to get underway tonight in Los Angeles. Most certainly not cool in Los Angeles. It's reportedly going to be the hottest postseason game in Major League Baseball history, and I had to laugh driving home listening to the Russillo show, and they're talking about how the heat is going to affect Clayton Kershaw, and he's from Texas. If a kid from Texas, I say a kid because to me Clayton Kershaw is still a relatively young guy in the prime of his career, but if a guy from Texas can't handle the heat, then what about the rest of us? And then the Astros, they're from Houston. I understand that Minute Maid Park has a roof that closes, but I think the Astros are going to be able to handle the heat tonight, and Clayton Kershaw as well. But I don't want to ruin our World Series predictions, and we want yours too. Let us know on the Hertin and Stocker text line who you've got winning the World Series, the Dodgers or the Astros. And just like Mr. Townsley used to say in math class, you're going to need to show your work. 1 hour down, two to go. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on KGYM. Back with more after this.